is Satan offering Jesus? What is the temptation? Well, we could probably spend weeks looking at it. There's a lot going on here. But in a nutshell, what I'm seeing is Satan understands clearly what Jesus is doing on earth. Jesus didn't come to earth for the rocks and the trees and the birds and the fish. He came to earth for the people. He loves people. They are his Father's creation. They're his kids. He wants to see people love God, love each other, and be able to spend eternity in heaven. So Jesus came to earth for people. So Satan, understanding that, then takes Jesus up on a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now, there's a fascinating statement. You won't take the time to really look at that. But what Satan is doing is showing him, if Satan was, let's say they were sitting around a campfire and Satan said, you know what, I got an idea. I'm going to give you all the kingdoms of the world if you'll just bow down to me. Well, that's not much of a temptation. I mean, that's just silly. So, but if Satan takes him up on a high mountain and actually shows him all the people from this country to that country, from this race to that color to that religious sect to that, all the different people that there are in the world, that is more of a temptation. When we see something with our eyes, it becomes much more real to us. So he is taking him up on this mountain to show him all the kingdoms of the world, to show Jesus, this is exactly what I'm offering you here, if you'll just bow down to me. So that, in a nutshell, I think is what Satan is trying to offer Jesus here. So now let's look at Jesus' response to that. In verse 8, and Jesus answered and said to him, boy, that seems like a really good offer, Satan. Would it be all right if I took some time to think about it a little bit? Maybe weigh the pros and the cons? Could I sleep on it a night and get back with you in the morning? Because that seems like a good deal. And I don't want to rush into something, but I don't want to miss an opportunity either. That's not exactly what Jesus said, is it? Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Now there's three things that I want us to catch in Jesus' response. Number one, Jesus instantly, immediately recognized the temptation. He saw right through what Satan was offering. No matter how fancy, no matter how Satan sugarcoated it, no matter how he dressed it up, no matter what fancy words he used, Jesus saw right through it and instantly recognized it as sin. Which brings me to point number two. How was he able to do that? How was he able to immediately recognize evil? How is he to recognize the temptation? Well, in Jesus' response, he says, for it is written. Jesus, most every time he had dealings with someone in the New Testament, whether it was Satan here, or the disciples, or the Pharisees, or the woman at the well, or whoever it might have been, he always quoted Scripture. He knew the Bible so well because he studied it so much that when Satan said something that ran counter to the Bible, Jesus instantly recognized it and instantly was able to call Satan out on it. Now, let's continue. Point number three, you shall worship the Lord your God, him only you shall serve. So Jesus quoted this scripture from Deuteronomy 6:13. But what I really want us to notice here is when Jesus in the split second that it took him to recognize the temptation and was going to tell Satan no, he didn't just say to Satan, you know, that seems like a good deal, but, you know, it just doesn't work for me at this time. It just doesn't really fit my plan, so I'm going to have to decline because I don't really want to hurt your feelings. That's not exactly what he said. With an exclamation point, he said, get behind me, Satan. In James, we read, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And that is exactly what Jesus is doing. Jesus is giving James a real-world example of how to handle a temptation. If we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And Jesus is showing us that, as well as diffusing the situation that he's in himself. Because we know that what happened at the end of these temptations, what did Satan do? He fled. So if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And Jesus is showing us that. This is how you handle this situation. Don't sugarcoat it. We don't have to be bashful. We need to be strong in the Lord. We need to be understanding of the Bible so that we can instantly recognize when something contradicts something that is biblical. To Jesus, there was biblical and unbiblical. There was right and wrong. There was godly and ungodly. Never did we see Jesus say, well, that's only a little bit wrong, so I guess it would be okay. He never said anything like that. It was always right or wrong, biblical or unbiblical. And that's a great example for us to be as well. So, one, instantly recognize the temptation. Two, because we've studied this Bible so well, we were able to do that. And three, when we find ourselves in temptation, shut it down. Get out. In the name of Jesus, we're done here, Satan. And that's what we need to be able to do.